Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And you know, as always, I gotta say thank you to the listeners and to everyone that supports this platform. Tonight's topic, helping your partner reach climax. So please, do me a favor, sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. Okay, so we back with the question of the night, which is what's the best thing about getting head? I was getting some head. Honestly, it is one of the, it's been one of the top favorite things in my life. And not to go too much into why it is, I think that's self-explanatory. let's just say, it's one of those moments in your life when you are guaranteed a moment of silence. Hello. At that particular point, whoever you're dealing with is shutting the fuck up. And I don't mean that in a negative way. And I'm not saying all women talk too much. But there's that sense of peace that goes along with what the person is doing. And if she enjoyed doing it, that just adds to that tranquility, that moment of silence. So for me personally, I love the way I feel, but I love that moment if I'm in a relationship or if I'm seeing someone or if I'm dealing with someone who talks too goddamn much, that they're quiet. There's nothing there. Even if they want to say something, they can't say nothing because their mouth is full. And I know that's silly as fuck, but I had to really think about that. What is it that really makes me enjoy that? And I just start thinking about certain relationships and certain things. I'm like, you know what? Every time someone did it, she couldn't talk. She couldn't complain. She couldn't tell me about root thing, getting on the nerves at the job, them bad ass kids. She need a couple of dollars. I think, honestly, from a different point of view, oral sex is one of the best physical sensations for both people to experience. The movement of a couple being mesmerized when they are in that euphoric, that feeling of when the orgasm is about to hit, or the buildup. But like everything in life, there's no such thing as free drinks. And there are consequences to oral sex. The only consequence I can think of, if it's done wrong, or if I'm dealing with someone who's not really into it, who's treating my manhood like, you know, like it's not the best thing she had in her mouth. For me, it's always been, you got to enjoy this. Don't do it just to do it or to satisfy me. Because if you're doing it for those reasons, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to enjoy it. I need a woman to be happy, can't wait. Before I can take my pants down, they done pull my pants down themselves, and they getting ready to go at it. But if I got to beg you, if I got to like take it and place it in your face and move it around and get you started with it, nah, that's all right. Let's just go ahead and have sex, and I'll be on by my way. Oral sex is good for your health. It helps increase sperm count, which also helps when it comes to having children. It can also keep away unwanted pregnancies. Oh yeah, them babies go somewhere else. Oral sex can also reduce the risk of certain sexually transmitted diseases. To wrap this up, oral sex is like taking a walk without any destination in mind. And in my opinion, oral sex is supposed to be fun. So if you're having oral sex, have some fun. I'll be right back with the topic of the night. Okay, we're back. Tonight's topic is helping your partner reach their climax. Having sex with your spouse or your partner can be an overwhelmingly intense experience. Good sex can be emotionally and mentally rewarding. But for many women, foreplay and orgasms play a big part in their sexual satisfaction. Now, to help your partner reach climax, here's some ways to turn their session into the best experience possible. Number one is deep kissing. Now, I've never really cared for the whole tonguing and swabbing of the mouth, but there's been times when I've kissed someone and got lost into them and lost into the emotions of what we was doing. If your partner is having trouble with climaxing, deep kissing can actually help. The deepest levels of kissing are often referred to as passionate kissing. This sort of kissing comes from the tongue. Yeah. It can include what many people consider to be actually oral sex. The tongue is used to stimulate the nerve endings in the back of the mouth, increasing the sensitivity in the tongue, lip, and throat. What many people don't know is that the passionate kissing increases sensitivity in the genitals and can increase or help with sexual arousal. Now, when it comes to making out, most people never give much thought to the position their bodies are in. And I think with that one, it's like, I thought it's more about the head position, but sometimes people actually have to be in a certain body position. Like one chick, she had to be like up under me. We couldn't kiss no other way with her, but she had to be like, okay, I'm 6'6". I think she was like 5'7", 5'8". So she had to like, you know, be up under me and stand on her tiptoe to get the type of kiss that she enjoyed. And I thought that was kind of weird, but after a while, you know, it worked to a point where we had some of the best sex. If you think of kissing, most of us envision two people pressing their lips together, because that's how most people learn to do it. But there are other ways to kiss your partner that have the potential to improve both you and your partner's pleasure. And what it is, you just got to find out what works for you. You know what I'm saying? You just, like that person who I was with, you know, it was like standing on her toes. She loved tall men, and she loved to be right up under their chin, tip on her toes, and get that angle that she enjoyed, which has always been weird. The next one is handhold. Some couples are just better at giving and receiving pleasure than others. Perhaps it's because your mate enjoy being touched. One of the biggest things about being in a relationship is touching. Either with the hands, the lips, sometimes just rubbing up against somebody. adds to the buildup of being intimate. Perhaps because your mate enjoys being touched, or maybe it's because you both get so caught up in the moment that sex become effortless. In fact, some research suggests that couples experience more pleasure during sex when both are relaxed, calm, and at ease with their sexual selves. And a lot of that comes from just being next to each other and just building it up. That foreplay before, that appetizer before the entree, before the explosive sex. That mind-blowing, bed-shaking, falling out of the bed type sex. Do you know some people never actually had it? I was talking with someone a few years ago, and she said she's never had it where she's had an orgasm that just put her to sleep or made her feel like the world has stopped. Now, for me, I've experienced it, you know? But to actually hear someone say that they've never experienced that was kind of wild, you know? I'm like, I didn't understand the way the body, the way the female body. You know what I'm saying? I guess because I never actually took the time to find out, because it was all about me achieving my orgasm. But then when I got to a point, I started figuring out, you know, I had to do a little bit more. I had to really dig deep and analyze and see what it was that triggered the person I was with. So to hear that someone just can't have an orgasm was a challenge. And I took that challenge, and now, when she was with me, she never had one. But years later, come to find out, she met somebody who actually, you know, she connected with, and she said it was some of the best sex she had. So, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know what I'm saying? Touching your partner is not only good for the relationship, but it also helps you reach your orgasm faster. Hand-holding makes intercourse more enjoyable and helps build intimacy. While other couples already hold hands during sex, there are a few other ways to intensify the experience. Now, I think one of the most intense feelings when you're holding hands is when you're actually getting ready to orgasm. And you kind of like clamp down on each other's hands. That pressure of just someone squeezing your fingers and you're squeezing their fingers at that moment when you're both having the orgasm at the same time. Woo! Woo! I can't even say no words for it. The word woo is enough to let you know how intense that feeling is for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for nobody else. Well, I can speak for a couple people. But anyway, that feeling is fucking incredible. One thing that I did learn was playing in a woman's hair is like a tool that you must keep in your sexual toolbox. I did not know. Man, when I say to actually have your fingers in just buried into the hair and massaging the scalp at the same time can produce incredible orgasms. Hear me out when I say this, church. Yeah. It is like stunning to see a woman go through that moment of buildup and achieve an earth-shattering orgasm. Now, one thing I did enjoyed was women with long hair. Because, like, for me to actually see a woman, when I was intimate with a certain woman, she had long hair, and to see her have an orgasm and look like she's about to yank her fucking mane off her, just yank her hair off her scalp while we're having sex, it was an awesome sight to behold. It was hot. It was sizzling. It was sizzling like bacon on the stove. Oh my God. I have seen some things. I have experienced some wild shit. So when I tell these stories, trust me, I got no reason to lie. I have seen some incredible sights. And I think for me, a woman pulling on her hair or yanking on her hair while we having sex, that shit rates up there as one of the best sexual experiences I've ever had. Now, another one is for men. Ladies, for men. This is what will actually help in the bedroom. If you stroke out ego. It's something about when a woman called me Big Daddy, or when a woman has called me Big Daddy, or even when I know her ass is lying, she say I'm the best. Well, I'm the only one who's getting it. Oh my God, I just want to say shut the fuck up. But it sounds so good hitting my eardrums. It makes me. It's like Pac-Man. You know how Miss Pac-Man eat the little pellets? So if someone tells me that, it's like I gain strength. You know what I'm saying? Because it puts you in a place like it makes you feel important. It makes you feel like you're the best love in this world. Now, for years, I thought I knew. I put myself as one of the top five lovers in this world. During my peak, when I was like at my sexual peak, there was nobody who could hold a fucking torch to me. But as I get older, I realized that, you know, I was tooting my own horn, and it was all about who you was with. But that stroking of the ego for a man, let me tell you, ladies. That's one thing you need to keep in your heart. Even if it ain't true. Even if your man a little short. Even if he ain't hitting what he need to hit. Gas him up. Sometimes, you know, we need to hear that. Sometimes we may be going through so much as a man and life is crazy. But when we with the woman that we love or the woman that we dig in, the woman that we're having sex with, you know, just to say that, hey, I'm the best lover, or you're the best lover I ever had, that shit feels great. It feels incredible. Now, another stroking that you need to do is we like our manhood stroke. We like our dick stroke. You might be tired. Might be a little, you know, might not be able to get over the hump. So, a little dick stroking goes a long way, ladies. Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need an extra hand. Or, sometimes we might need a little oral to go with that hand. You know what I'm saying? It's imperative for most people, for most men, to feel like he can make his woman happy. He can make her scream. He can make her climb the walls. And if we don't feel that, or if you don't give us that vibe that we're able to take you to that level of satisfaction that fucks with us. That fucks with us in a way that we're thinking, okay, I'm not enough for her. Is she with somebody else? Is she thinking about somebody else? So the stroking of the ego and the stroking of the dick is kind of like the same thing. They are both needed at certain times. And sometimes, like, you got to know when to do it. And sometimes you got to do it even when it's not needed. Because let me tell you something. If you do both, I guarantee you that it will make the relationship better. Now, I don't know for how long, but I know it will add some excitement, some passion, some more that feeling of I gotta have you. But it also takes you actually doing it. You actually wanting to do it. You being that type of woman who understands that a little push might just push us in the right direction. Because, yeah, some men are lazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. Some men are fucking unable to think beyond their needs. Selfishness. But you recognize that and you can kind of like pull that person out of that way of thinking. Out of that way of being selfish. And everybody's satisfied. Everybody get what they want. Everybody get what they need. I was talking to someone the other day and it's just amazing to hear how men don't understand what it is that women need when it comes to pleasure. When it comes to, you know, pleasure in the bedroom and outside the bedroom. Now, it's not your place to educate your man. It's not your place to make him do what it is that he's supposed to do. But there's nothing wrong with kind of like, hey, I like this. Hey, can you do that? Or not even saying that, just go ahead and do it. You know, spark the fire. Ignite the flame. A lot of times, women don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, women don't feel like they should have to get the ball rolling. But when I say this, ladies, understand that you are more in tune when it comes to relationships, sex, orgasms, pleasure. Now, I'm not saying all men fall short. Well, a majority of them do. Some by choice, and some by they just don't know what the fuck to do. Yeah, they never been in tune with themselves, but they could talk about sex like saying how I can talk about sex. And I'm not saying I'm the best when it comes to being in tune with my feelings or being I'm not the best lover in this world. I don't think like that no more. You know what I'm saying? But I knew that the way I carried myself helped when it came to, you know, relationships and dating people and pulling just about any woman I wanted to pull. I was very confident with who I was and what I was in the bedroom and outside the bedroom. And I still have that confidence, but it's just I don't need it now. You know what I'm saying? I had my moment, I had my time, I had my run. So as I age, I talk about this shit on the podcast. That's my glory. That's my moment. That's my orgasm. Is to, you know, have this podcast, laugh a little bit, joke a little bit, talk about some shit, do some research, share it with people. because I'm in tune with who I am as a man, who I am as a man sexually. I know how to pleasure a woman. I know how to say, look, I need you to go a little extra because, you know, you just ain't, you know, hitting that spot I need you to hit, woman. Well, I know how to do it for my woman. If I see that, I can look at a woman and tell what she's not happy with. Being in the bedroom, outside the bedroom. And that's when I got to ratchet it up. I got to, you know, pump it up. I got to get it, you know, to a point where she's at least happy to, you know, look at me. Can stand me being in the same room with her. It's so much when it, I hate that I got off topic. Fuck. There's so much that relationships miss because of the lack of communication. It's imperative that we talk to each other. It's imperative that you tell your man, look, I like to orgasm, and you got to touch me a certain way. You got to lick me a certain way. You got to kiss me a certain way. You got to put your fucking hands on my head and massage my scalp at the same time as I'm getting ready to have an orgasm. Say that shit to your man. If he needs to hit, tell that motherfucker. And if there's any men who listening, if your woman needs, if your woman falling short, if she don't know how to give oral sex, watch a porno with her and say, this is what I need right here. Now I don't need you to be like her, but I need you to have that energy like her. You want big dick energy? I need big lip energy. Let's get some big lip energy. Let's get some big dick sucking energy up in here. I'm being silly, but I'm being real. You know what I'm saying? Because I see this shit on social media, big dick energy. What kind of energy are you bringing, sister? Are you bringing good pussy energy? Are you bringing good dick sucking energy? Or are you bringing that, you know, I'm just doing it to make him happy energy? See what I'm saying, ladies? So, to wrap this thing up, I think you should always, as partners develop sexually together, you become more sensitive to your partner's body, knowing how and when to stimulate their genitals is an important aspect of sexual intimacy. Being knowledgeable about your partner's anatomy and about your own body increases desire and increases intimacy. You should always wait for your partner to ask you to climax, which I don't think that's correct. I'm not gonna go with that one. I don't agree with that one. I think climaxing is just something that just supposed to happen normally. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it shouldn't be where, well, let me change that up. Because sometimes when you in the mix and you, like, okay, for men, sometimes we as men, we get to that point where we want to come first quickly. Whereas with a woman, it has to build up. So sometimes you got to ask, hey, are you ready for me to come? Because sometimes we're just coming, not even saying nothing. We're just, ah! And the woman is still building up. So I guess sometimes you do have to ask. Wow, okay, I had to really think about that. Because when you don't ask, you're being kind of selfish. When you have the orgasm together, you're being kind of selfish. But then there are some people who can't have orgasm together. I mean, I thought that was crazy. When I first started, I thought that everybody, you know, when two people are together, they come together. I didn't realize that until, you know, when I actually came before my ex. And I'm like, you didn't have an orgasm? She's like, no, I'm still getting there. So, anyway, I don't want to go into all the details of what happened that night, but, you know, sometimes you have to be on the same page, and that goes back to communication. If you communicate and say, look, I'm getting ready to, no, hold up, shit, let me catch up with your ass, or you hold that before you splash everywhere. But yeah, communication is a big part when it comes to having orgasms together. Okay. Achieving climax for your partner. Achieving climax together requires a deal of patience and incentiveness. You must be there to help guide your partner through the stages of the climax. And you must be in tune with your partner's body, mind, and soul. And on that note, I'm going to wrap this podcast up. I want to say thank you for listening. I know I've been kind of silly on this particular podcast, but I think I'm opening up a little bit more with what I'm doing and talking about certain subjects, are being a little bit more vulgar. And I don't mean vulgar in a nasty, or I don't mean vulgar in a way that's just disrespectful or ugly, but just kind of like, because there's certain things I talk about, I have to say fuck, shit, pussy, dick. I have to, you know what I'm saying? Because that goes with the topic, or that goes with the conversation, and it helps me be a little bit more smoother than me trying to find penis or vagina or butt sack, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But this is really, for me, it's fun, you know what I'm saying? It's not a job, it's a passion. I see the growth, so and when I see the growth, that lets me know I'm doing something good, I'm doing something right. So I'm going to continue to do it until the wheels fall off. And I hope everybody continue to listen, continue to support, like, subscribe, share, let your peoples know, you know, put them on, you know what I'm saying? Check out the book, Heart Seduction. I'm running into a situation with the new book as far as the cover. Got the cover, but I did something wrong, so now I got to fix it. And I'm working on that, but it's coming. It's definitely coming. If there's anything you want to talk about, anything you want to mention, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Y'all take care of yourselves and continue to listen, and I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.